Smallbiz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment says there's a whole new breed of business celebrity emerging, and that is the expert celebrity. Marcia Friedman is a pioneer in the PR space, author, and the founder and CEO of EMSI, a top national public relations firm that's been delivering highly specialized publicity campaigns for over two decades. Marcia's heard each week on the nationally syndicated talk radio show, The Family Roundtable, and she's the author of Celebritize Yourself, the three-step method to increase your visibility and explode your business. Joining us on the line from EMSI offices in Clearwater, Florida, is author, businesswoman, and public relations expert Marcia Friedman. Marcia, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm very excited about talking with you today.
Absolutely. This is a fascinating subject. What is an expert celebrity?
Well, you know, I think we all know it. We all see them. You know, we really live in a celebrity world today, and I'm not talking just about that A-list of, you know, movie stars. We've got celebrity political pundits, celebrity cooks, celebrity lawyers, financial experts, fitness gurus. I mean, we even have a celebrity bail bondsman. You ever watch that show, you know, Dog the Bounty Hunter? We've got Cesar the Dog Whisperer. So, you know, it's about people who are experts in their field, but they've just have a strong determination to really rise to the top of their game and just become very well known. So, and we see it all day, all over TV and radio today, on radio shows we listen to, and, you know, with cable TV. It's anybody who is a well-known, recognized expert in their field.
Marcia, from your vantage point, what was the culture shift or media driver, the industry driver, that made this idea of an expert celebrity more important and meaningful? Was there a point that you can recall where this shift started to happen?
And that's an interesting question. You know, what I've seen, because I've been in the business for 21 years, and I've definitely seen a huge shift or expansion in this area with cable TV. You know, before we had, oh God, I know I'm aging myself, David, but let's face it, you know, before we had cable TV, we had ABC, NBC, and CBS.
That's right.
CBS, right?
Right.
Then when cable TV became part of our culture, you've got now, you know, Food Network, you've got HGTV, you've got a show for almost any topic, any activity having to do with the consumer in business today. That changed the whole dynamic and changed the whole media landscape and really opened the door for people to become celebrity experts. And, you know, I think that, you just reminded me, I think that Julia Child, I think, played a huge role in that, just
wow.
Even
wow.
From the Food Network. I don't think we would have had the Food Network if not for her. She opened the door to all of that, and the Food Network was one of the original ones that was out there in a big way. So I think as far as TV goes, cable TV really opened the door for that.
Marcia, as a public relations expert, those listening might say, well, I'm a normal person. I have a small business. I have a medium-sized, mid-stage, or even a large business. What qualifications or backgrounds, what prereqs do you look for in a client as you approach them to guide them to becoming an expert celebrity? What's the angle? Talk about this angle you look for.
You know, somebody just emailed me today and said, you know, I'm probably not a client for you only because I'm not well-known. People don't know me. I'm not a big name. And I wrote her back and I said, you know, you're the person that has the passion and the desire has made the decision that they really want to step up above their game and really become known as the go-to guy in their field. That's what I look for. Obviously, they've got to have the credentials. They've got to have the background. They've got to have the real expertise and the content and the substance. But so many people have that. I think what makes some different from others are those who really want to take it up a notch and really move up their game and become known, really well known in their industry. I'm talking talking about every field, David. I'm talking about mortgage brokers, you know, exterminators, the pool guy, anybody that has a business, particularly if it's a consumer-type business where they're serving consumers, then if they've got the credentials and they really want to make it to the top of their field, that's the requirements.
I was absolutely going to ask you if there's certain fields that you see that tend to be attractive to the business owners in those fields, those experts, in areas that tend to be easier to transition to a celebrity expert. And it sounds like the answer is it runs the gamut.
It really does, but I think look, when we're talking about celebrity, we're talking about really becoming very well known, and we know that the media is the vehicle to get you there. So you kind of reverse engineer it and look back at, well, what is the media interested in? Who is the media serving? Well, the media is interested in problems and solutions that their audience has. You know, their listeners on radio, their viewers on TV, and their readers in newspapers and magazines. They work in terms of problems and solutions. So if you have a business that serves the consumer and you're an expert in that business, whether you are the mortgage broker, the dentist, the nutritionist, the fitness coach, the gardener, the landscape architect, any one of those, there's a place for you in the media to become known as to become that celebrity expert.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Marcia Friedman. She's the founder and CEO of EMSI. This is a top public relations firm. The website, www.guaranteednationalpr.com. When we think about celebrities, we think about someone that's smooth or someone that naturally shows up in the media with a lot of personality. To what extent do you need to get into coaching your clients to understand how to show up, concisely answer a question, etc.?
I think to a large extent, you know, what I try to explain to people, because, you know, I have the two sides of the coin. Some people come to me and go, I don't need any coaching and training. I'm a public speaker. I teach. I go, oh, no, that's exactly not the skill you need, to be in the media. And then I have other people who are completely timid and who think they have to be, you know, the skilled, proficiently at it. And this is where I go, you know, we're not born with the skill. It's a very simple skill, but it's something you have to learn. And there are rules and there are guidelines, but, you know, the only way to learn it is by getting out there and doing it enough. It's kind of like, you know, anything. You can be coached to play basketball or tennis all day long and just take lessons all day long, but until you get out on the court and really play, you don't become proficient at it. And it's the same thing with the media. You got to get out there. You got to experience. You got to do enough interviews. But be smart enough to know that, no, this is a skill I need to learn. What are the things about it? And certainly we coach them. I've written a book, Top 50 Things You Need to Know to Be a Great Talk Radio Guest, which, by the way, is free for anybody who wants to go to our website. They can, you know, get it for free on the website.
Wonderful.
But there are rules. There are things you need to know.
In your book, Celebritize Yourself, Marcia Friedman, you feature a three-step method to becoming an expert celebrity. Let's just take a couple of these, if you don't mind, a little preview into your book. What's the structure of that? What is the first step? Let's take that.
Well, I like to tell people, particularly business owners, a book is a great marketing vehicle. You know, when people kind of go, I can't write a book, I'm not a writer. Well, that's very true, and I know it can be a very daunting idea. But if you want to get to the top of the game, a book is a great vehicle to do that. Not only because it opens the door to the media, but quite frankly, when you're out prospecting for business and you're up against your competitor, but you're the one that's got the book that you can give them, that you've authored, that talks all about your expertise, the odds are you're going to win the business. So the first step is, you know, writing, getting a book. But David, you and I both know that most of the books that are in the bookstores today, written by these, doctors, lawyers, accountants, cooks, they're not. They've got a collaborator. They're written with a ghostwriter. So it's in today's world, my goodness, it's so easy to get a book published. So first step, get a book. It doesn't have to be a long book. It could be a very simple how-to, 100-page book. great marketing vehicle.
So much of this is about platform, isn't it?
That's right. It's all about platform, and it's all about building credibility. And that's really why the book is so essential, because it does build that credibility. And, if you would have asked me this 20 years ago, it was so different. But again, with the internet, with the, independent publishers, with print-on-demand, it's just a very smart marketing vehicle for businesses to use.
She's the founder of the Celebritize Yourself Method and the author of Celebritize Yourself, the three-step method to increase your visibility and explode your business, for those listening that want to explode. And you mentioned a free book. Tell us more about that and how we can get it again, please.
Yeah, on my website is 50 tips on how to be a great talk radio guest. And if you go to the website, guaranteednationalpr.com, anybody can go to that website and download the book for free. And it just succinctly guides you 50 very simple things that you can use if you're to prepare being a good guest and having a good interview.
The website, www.guaranteednationalpr.com. She's the founder of the Celebritize Yourself Method and the author of Celebritize Yourself, the three-step method to increase your visibility and explode your business. Thank you for joining us, Marcia.
Thanks very much for having me.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.